Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Thankfully, Earth Day renews our spirit and reminds us of the precious, tenacious nature of life on Earth. We offer up this from the Arizona desert. In today's Bird Note, Mary McCann considers the nesting habits of America's largest wren.
In late April, in the Arizona desert, it's already over 90 degrees by 11 a.m., and the mercury is still rising. A cactus wren sings, perched atop a many-lobed cactus. Then it hops down to its nest, tucked among the spiny lobes of the prickly pear. In a desert realm where it's hot enough to fry an egg on a flat rock, how can the delicate nestlings of a cactus wren survive? Well, cactus wrens, which may nest several times between March and September, carefully orient their nests in tune with the season. Their bulky twig structures, shaped roughly like footballs, have a side entrance. That tubular entrance curves toward the inner chamber. When building a nest for the hot months, the wren faces the opening to receive the afternoon breeze. This circulates cooling air through the chamber and over the chicks. By contrast, a cactus wren building a nest in early March orients the entrance away from the cold winds of that season, keeping the chicks snug and warm.
That's Mary McCann for Bird Note. For photos and more information, fly off to our website, loe.org. On the next Living on Earth, we travel to Borneo, or Kalimantan, as locals call it, where an international effort is underway to restore land ruined by a failed rice-growing scheme.
I think this will probably be the world's largest effort to rehabilitate a degraded peatland and lowland area that's ever been attempted. So it is big.
Turning a fiasco in the field into a model for restoration, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Shriskandaraja, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Sean Falk and Wynn Tucker. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lurisdeen composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. And don't forget to check out the Living on Earth Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve a chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.